Universe and in each and all things of it proceeds and operates in accordance with the laws of his order. Since then, it was God who descended and came into the world, and since he is order itself, it was necessary, if he was to become man actually, that he should be conceived, carried in the womb, born, educated, acquire knowledges gradually, and thereby be introduced into intelligence and wisdom. In respect to his human, he was, for this reason, an infant like other infants, a boy like other boys, and so on, with the sole difference that this development was accomplished in him more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly than in others. That this development was in accordance with order is evident from these words in Luke. And the child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and in age and in grace with God and man. That this was done more quickly, more fully, and more perfectly than with others is evident from what is said of him in the same gospel, that when he was 12 years old, he sat in the temple in the midst of the teachers and taught them, and that all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. This took place because divine order requires that man should prepare himself for the reception of God, and in proportion as he prepares himself, God enters into him as into his own dwelling place and home. And this preparation is accomplished by means of knowledges about God and the spiritual things of the church, and thus by means of intelligence and wisdom. For it is a law of order that in proportion as man approaches and comes near to God, which he must do wholly as if of himself, so far God approaches and comes near to man, and conjoins himself with man in man's interiors. It was in accordance with this order that the Lord progressed even to oneness with his Father. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.